father. Father, your grandson is struck sterile among the choices you have left behind. The compass that carried you through Eagle Scouts is gone. The badges worn across your chest, dust like the degree from Harvard. I am a cold point beneath the winter sky, a dust mote upon a string-played obligato between galaxies. And soon there will be no mountain meadows for your descendants to walk among. Darkness burns away on the wings of a moth, flaring itself into a place you have come to know. The maples I climbed on are gone, with no more power in their roots to shake your window. The driveway I carried your suitcase along that last day has been blacktopped 3 times that I know, and the weeping cherry you never knew was planted by my son whom you never knew, and dwarfs a house on the other side of town. You knew the lady slippers and May apples, showed me where tiger salamanders lie beneath logs, called ground cover by all its varied names, spoke 16 languages and read from the books of the dead, strode with an urgency through urban forests and took the train to work each day. Tickets, please. Sandwiches in paper bags. The aurora borealis blows through the cells of my bones, igniting them so that they are torn apart and scattered in the solar wind. What was it that you wanted to achieve? Why did we wear our tight shirt collars to expensive hotels or spend long years sweating our fears into foreign sheets? I am older now than you were on that day when you lay down in a blueberry patch and died on vacation beneath a Minnesota sky. After the stroke, we had 3 days before you rose, and the light in your eyes seemed to go on forever without finding words. In listening ever since among the stars, I have been paralyzed and have raised flawed children who are as wise as you, with no desire to pass it on.